I see when I get bored, I make up my own movie.
You're listening to Distracted.
Pay attention to me, boy.
And Confused.
Are you not entertained?
Nope.
All right. Welcome back to Distracted and Confused. I am your co-host, Tim. Got that right. Woo-hoo. And welcome to my pal, Jordan, and our producer, Tim, who is tracking our mistakes. So I'm trying very hard not to say anything weird or stupid or wrong. So far, so good. But last week, producer Tim did add things in that were opinionated. Like, on, you know, I thought that should not have been eliminated, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, our mistakes could be zero. Maybe not. I think we'll find something no matter what. Agreed?
Yeah, there's no way in hell we're hitting zero, even if it wasn't opinion-based.
And the fun pack. Damn it, I said packs to the facts. That's what you want. So if we make mistakes, or if we don't make any mistakes, we already did. I did, sorry. He'll save it for like episode like 100 or something like that and say zero mistakes. So, yeah. So we'll start the episode. What we're doing this week is what we've been watching. We have some news, some new trailers that came out, and then we're going to go over WandaVision, the first two episodes that include spoilers. So if you have not seen WandaVision, when we get to that point, you can just turn it off or watch WandaVision and then tune into what we think about it. So, Jordan, let's get into it. We did a short episode last week. Let's do it again this week. Nice. What has been on your watch list this week?
Sabrina and I have been starting the Marvel series from scratch because we watched WandaVision, and we've just kind of been talking because she just hasn't seen a lot of like the original ones. She's seen more of the later stuff, so we've started over. I think we are up to Avengers, so that's four movies down: Iron Man 1, 2, Thor, and Captain America. We skipped Hulk because it doesn't really matter. So yeah, that's what we've been kind of going through. And I checked out The Expanse. It's a sci-fi series on Amazon that Chris is really, really into and talking up quite a bit. I got through the first episode. I wasn't intrigued until maybe like the last 5 minutes. And then I fell asleep and didn't in the second episode. So,
ooh, poor Chris.
We'll see if I go back to it.
Doesn't sound like you are. Doesn't sound like
it. I'm not in. People will watch some of the more like Star Trek and some of the more lower budget sci-fi shows. I wouldn't say that this is completely low budget, but it's just.
I think you're trying to be nice to Chris here without sounding like an asshole.
No, it's just I'm not. Like, it's hard to put. This is like true, real sci-fi, and it should be right up my alley. I just got to give it, I think, a better shot. I don't think that it's not in any way bad. It just it hasn't grabbed my attention, and there's a lot of information they throw at you to set up this dynamic that I wasn't paying close enough attention to.
There is some disrespect that comes with falling asleep during a TV show or movie. Like,
I was tired.
I know you can be tired. I get it. Like, I did the same thing this weekend with Stuber. I put on a movie. I was hungover. I'm like, I'm tired. Said, I need to put a movie on that I'm going to probably fall asleep to. So there was disrespect in that sense that I put on Stuber. And I probably watched like a half an hour of it. And that was it. I was done with it.
Yeah, not very good movie.
No, but I knew it. I like put on a movie I'm going to fall asleep to. Like, by you putting on The Expanse while tired, you kind of set yourself up for failure.
Yeah, it's slow.
There you go. So, speaking, I think that's all you have on your list, correct?
Yeah.
So I had myself a day yesterday. I did. It was the day off for Martin Luther King Day. I don't feel like that's necessary to have a shout out Martin Luther King or anything like that on a podcast. So, but I mean, we knew we were celebrating the day for, but I just had myself a relaxing day, a day off. I wanted to relax, unwind, do a bunch of nothing for the day. So I took an edible and I'm like, let's just give me a movie day. Like, let's do it. So I watched four movies and I'm going to rank them 4 to 1. So First one, News of the World with Tom Hanks and Helena Zengel. She's the young girl, the blonde, playing the character. It's about Tom Hanks spreading the news across the country, and he picks up this Helena Zengel, Johanna girl, and goes across this mission with her. Wasn't a fan. I liked the acting in the movie, but the general storyline seemed slow, and it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. Then we move on to Greenland with Gerard Butler, about the end of the world, apocalypse style. I think we've seen it too many times, what's happened in this movie, so it's just something that I liked it. It was entertaining for the time it was, but something we go through a lot with movies. Two, Tenet. A lot of talk about it's confusing. It's, you know, hard to keep up with. Agreed, especially for me. I tried my best. I still enjoyed the, like I said, unexpectancy of it and what to made you think, made you want more out of it too, and try to think about what's going on. And number one, I put Outpost, which is a war movie in Afghanistan and Iraq, with the pretty much the outpost being a battleground spot, pretty much a suicide mission if you're there, and they're fighting the guns war and trying to stop guns from coming in. And I thought it was very well done. I never knew what the next thing was going to happen, and I was always on like the tip of my feet ready for what's going to happen next. So those are my four movies, and I'll rank them again. Outpost 1, 2 Tenet, 3 Greenland, 4 News of the World. Jordan, thoughts?
Your ass must hurt from sitting on the couch all day. That's a lot of TV.
Yes, it was awesome.
I still want to give Tenet a shot because Nolan is Nolan. Was it at least worth it's your time? Totally worth.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Like, I just thought Outpost, I understood it. Like, Tenet, I saw the parts of this, couldn't understand. And even in the movie, I feel like the characters didn't understand what was going on. So I'm like, oh, shit, like, this is where we're at right now. Like, they don't know, I don't know, like, what's going on. But I think it was still, like, I liked Robert Pattinson, and like James David Washington, I believe. I know him as Ricky Garrett from Ballers, so I kind of saw that character intertwined with that. But I liked the you know, the casting of it. I liked the storyline in general a little bit. I tried to just kind of simplify it for myself to what I'm watching to help myself out while watching it.
I'll give it a shot. I don't know when, but I will. Probably after all the Marvel stuff. But yeah, no, that's interesting. Yeah, Tenet was the one I'm really just holding out on.
I get it, yeah. And I watched some videos, like, understanding it a little more. I'm like, oh, okay, some things I missed here and there. It helped watching those kind of videos too. So
yeah,
I still recommend it. It's worth the watch. It's Christopher Nolan, like you said, so I'm all here for it. So I think we're ready for news, and let's find some good trailers to watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Okay, a lot of new trailers dropped this week. First, Willy's Wonderland. Then Kevin James has a NASCAR comedy called The Crew on Netflix. The Young Rock trailer came out. I know you mentioned that series last week. I Care a Lot. Fiona and Ulysses. And Cherry. In other news outside of trailers, the Willy Wonka prequel movie about a young Willy Wonka is eyeing either Tom Holland or Timothy Chalamet, and that is expected to be released in 2023. Master of None Season 3 supposedly was starting to shoot early in the spring. People weren't sure if that series was ever coming back, but the production was put on hold due to the pandemic. A Napoleon Bonaparte biopic with Joaquin Phoenix and directed by Sir Ridley Scott is officially in development at Apple TV Plus. Ethan Hawke has been cast to play the villain in Marvel's Moon Knight series that is starring Oscar Isaac. And there was some rumblings around the internet this week about whether or not Chris Evans was in talks to return as Captain America. On the heels of that, Chris Evans tweeted out, said, "News to me." So take that as you want. He may or may not be back.
Fair. I think we start with the trailers. Not one that really stuck out to me at all. Like, I think the one that I want to watch the most, that I would enjoy, that's actually like a theatrical, like probably better than the others is Cherry with Tom Holland. Just stuck out as like, obviously these are Willy Wonderland with Nicolas Cage looks more like a movie that's not supposed to be good, but ends up being good. Could have just like funny Nicolas Cage stuff. Like,
he doesn't speak in a single line in that entire trailer. Doesn't say a single word.
Yeah. Like, it's just like stupid Nicolas Cage, like funny, scary. I don't know what it's supposed to be.
It's, but
it's him, whatever you make of it.
I don't know if you ever saw Five Nights at Freddy's. It was a video game a couple years ago. Basically, it's a stand-in for like Chuck E. Cheese, but you're there, you're stuck there overnight, and the animatronics come alive and try to kill you. That's the premise of this movie. Nicolas Cage is there overnight, and the animatronics are trying to kill him.
Yeah, and like the quote from the trailer was, the monsters aren't stuck, or like someone like Nicolas Cage is stuck. Not stuck there. The monsters are stuck with Nicolas Cage. Like that was kind of the whole thing. Like, he's a badass. So
you're locked in here with me. Yeah.
Kevin James, NASCAR, the crew thing looked like they're at the King of Queens set.
Yes.
And just replaced the stuff. Like, it was like a table that they sat for lunch all the time was just changed to like a black table where they ate lunch. The offices looked the same. Like, I don't think they changed sets of where they are from King of Queens.
They're like, remember when people liked Kevin James? Let's do that again.
Yeah, just a little different. Yeah, so
but it looks really worse.
Yes, but I think there could be some good out of it just because it is that King and Queen style and people liked it so much. So I don't know. Maybe we get some just back to what he knows best, his roots. So
yeah.
Young Rock, nah, don't care about.
No.
I care a lot. I don't care a lot about.
Oh, I thought it looked cool.
It's all right.
I think they need to stop casting her as a creepy woman, but still looked interesting to me. But yeah, most of all, I think Cherry. And from what word on the street is that Tom Holland's performance is supposed to be very, very good.
Yeah, it's just so much different than the Spider-Man stuff. Like, it's more vulnerable. Little bit depression like involved with it. Obviously you don't want to see that, but like he plays it, he's playing it so well in the trailer. Like, they made the trailer look outstanding for what it could be. So I'm into that. I care a lot. If we didn't explain it right away, this like caretaker goes into these old people's lives, sells their homes to make money, and pretty much robs them blind. And this caretaker ran into the wrong lady. She knows people and out for blood.
Yep. I think it looks intriguing.
We'll see. Florida and Ulysses is about a squirrel superhero. I don't have to be stoned as shit to watch that. So that's all I have. I don't know if you want to add anything else to that discussion.
Yeah, I think Master of None coming back, I am looking forward to it because I thought the first two seasons were just really, really well done. Kind of like Atlanta, but a little more, a little less comedic, more heartfelt and less satire. So,
yeah, I'm curious how they do London. Like, Italy was so well done because they explored the culture, the food, the music, the everything, the relationship they had with you know, some of the Aziz Ansari's. So I'm curious how they explore London, what they show of it, and how they make it towards the storyline of what they're trying to get done.
Yeah, and I think that they're going to probably at least touch on his sexual assault accusations and stuff. Because originally he said that after season two, he goes, it's going to be a while before I write season three. Like, there's nothing else I can say about being a single man in New York. Well, no, he's been handed something quite a lot else in life, so.
Yeah. No, that'll be interesting how he goes about it. I think it's easier in comedy, like stand-up comedy, to do stuff like that. Doing it in a TV show like that is more difficult because it could come off one-sided where you're not really seeing both sides. Hopefully, you know, I hope that somehow he understands both sides and how to show both sides without, you know.
I have a feeling he will.
Offending, yeah.
Yeah. I have a feeling he'll show it for the darkness that it probably is. But then we're guessing that they'll even address it. Maybe they won't, but I have a feeling they will.
Yeah, that's interesting. And then other than that, yeah, the Captain America stuff would be awesome, but it's not really news until Chris Evans says it's news, and he isn't. He's like, I don't know. So I got nothing else.
Right. All right, I'm good for Wanda.
All right.
And Vision.
Wanda Vision.
So... spoiler heavy. Spoiler territory.
Spoiler territory. We're here.
So first thing I didn't know, I didn't know much about the show. Like going into this, I'm blind. Like I didn't know, that they're named for Wanda and Vision. Didn't know that part either. So like,
wow.
I didn't know, like the comic book. This is comic book stuff, right? I'm guessing.
Yeah, that they were you know in the last two Avengers movies, so I just didn't know. If you knew for that reason, at least.
Okay, I didn't know that the Vision was. Oh, that's right. Okay, I do. Okay, never mind. I just don't know him as like the I Love Lucy stuff threw me off a little bit. That's I think this is why.
Yes, like if you walked into this series blind, I cannot imagine what was going through your head.
Yeah, I can't remember. I like now you say it. I picture them in the Avengers movies, but I did not remember that at the time because I think of them as I'm in this I Love Lucy world that's going on right now, and that's all I'm thinking about. So
yeah.
I was thrown for a loop there. So that's on me though. So that's how my brain works. So the common brain works like that. So okay, they were in Avengers. It starts off pretty much as the introduction of what their powers are, kind of like very simple. I kind of like how they did it though. It was fun. Like it was all like, oh, whoopty dandy kind of humor. And I was kind of in for it for the time. I was in a good mood that night, I think.
Yeah. I think with at least episode one, I was a little disappointed that there was not more questioning or hints of what the hell's going on here.
That was what I wanted to start with too. Sorry to interrupt. Like watching these two episodes, I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on, but I'm here for it still. So that's where I am too. I'm like, what is happening?
It's a really bold choice because I'm worried that, and I would even say, even for me, I was like, this is a very, very slow start. So what is somebody who's not completely and utterly invested into trying to make sure he sees every, because I want to make sure I don't miss out on any of these Marvel storylines because they're all supposed to pay off, right? Like if you watch WandaVision, it's supposed to pay off for the next Doctor Strange movie. So I want to make sure that I'm up to date on all that. But watching these first, like how many avid fans are going to stick with it if that's what it was? So thankfully, episode two had a little bit more like cracks in it with the colors leaking in and the voice and stuff like that. But after episode one, I was like, man, this is not what I was hoping for.
And it ended so quickly because it was only a 20-minute episode around there. And pretty much is when I like the casting. The girl from Step Brothers is in it. The neighbor. She doesn't miss. I think she's funny in everything she does. Like she's great. I try to think of the coworker guy. He's in a lot of stuff too. I forgot his name. I think he's does stuff with Aziz Ansari too. But I can't remember. But I like the casting in this. I'm trying to think of the boss dinner was funny. Like it didn't mean anything, but it was just this whole episode was funny to me. But yeah, episode one is like, okay, what am I watching right now? Then episode two, the helicopter starts out right away, the red helicopter. And does that mean anything? Is there symbolism that I'm missing that these things mean more than just, oh, they're seeing color now?
So it was very specifically the color red, right? Because she saw the blood in her hand.
Yeah.
So red does have a meaning in literature. Teacher Tim's going to be mad at me. I was trying to look it up. Meaning. symbolizes passion, aggression, and intensity traditionally in literature. It also has a dangerous connotation. So that kind of makes sense. Red being a thing of danger and a warning.
Yeah. Before we jump into episode two, I really just go back to episode one really quick. I think we should just touch it, kind of go in a little bit of order. But episode one at the boss's dinner where he takes the piece of meat or whatever out of his throat and they don't notice it. And you do see that in episode two as well with blonde lady getting, blood and the radio going off, them not understanding it. Is that something from the comics or something that goes on where people just forget what happened to them? I didn't understand what was going on there.
So I don't know how much, cause I'm sure you talked to Al after this, but basically
we did not. I don't think he didn't watch or we didn't watch together. So told him I kind of hinted at him, I was trying to start a discussion. I'm like, hey, I started WandaVision. I'm like, I'm kind of liking it. I'm curious where it goes from here. And I don't think he saw it because he didn't really elaborate on the conversation.
So basically, there is a storyline where Wanda and Vision go to the suburbs in the comics that this is loosely based off of. This is a little bit different because of where the MCU timeline is at and where things are actually sitting. There's plenty of reason, I think, obviously, to believe that I want to say they said that this was in the synopsis, or at some point they said this, that Wanda has actually created a alternate universe, basically, that she's living in right now. Okay. Or somebody's doing it to her. So I watched quite a few of those
Like what's going on kind of things.
Yeah, and they really dive into, there's so many hints about what's actually going on, and so many allusions to that comic book run. Your question about them not seeing like the magic, no, that's not something that they have done in the past, and it was very weird that his boss and the wife just left after Vision like saved them.
Yeah,
it was like, okay, so it was very weird, just abrupt leaving.
Yeah, shout out to Kitty from That 70s Show.
Yeah,
that's all I know.
It's almost, yeah, it's very awkward, and I'm not quite sure how much of it's going to come through, because yeah, in the comics there's a lot of very interesting stuff, including, you know, them having kids, and you see at the end of episode 2 all of a sudden she's pregnant. It's like they're trying to incept her or something.
Yeah.
They keep breaking out to have somebody's like watching them in there at the end of each episode.
Episode 1, we do get to that point where they pan out from them like kind of having their last talks before the end of the episode, technically, and it pans out to someone watching them on a TV. So, like, once again, very confused, but I'm just like, I know that they'll get to it eventually. It's just more hanging on and wait until you get to what's all this hoopla about.
Yeah, and the logo of the that is on the screen, or the person that's watching them, is S.W.O.R.D., which is, I guess, an offshoot part of S.H.I.E.L.D. So it is somebody that is technically with S.H.I.E.L.D., which I don't know if you know who S.H.I.E.L.D. is, but it was basically the Avengers governing body.
See, so, Jordan, like, when I, like, and there's so many, because I saw a YouTube thing, 65 Easter eggs. Like, if you
told me
to
watch. There is so many.
If you told me to watch this episode, look for Easter eggs, I could maybe find 2. Like, I don't see those things. They don't go through my head. I'm just kind of watching cluelessly. Like, that's just how my brain works.
How would you notice? Like, one of them was, like, the wine bottle's label and what it translates to. And, like, there's certain things, like, on the wall. Like, there's coordinates to something. Like,
never mind.
They're not things that I would expect anybody to know, even myself. And you got to be really crazy to kind of know some of this stuff. Other symbol, I mean, there's just a lot really hidden in here. And like, when it's comic book history, this is what, 80 years, you know, 90 years worth of backstory that they're putting and pulling from. Like, how the hell are we supposed to know most of this stuff? I don't even read the comic books. Like, how would the average person pick up on that? But when you do, and I would probably suggest you do watch those, like New Rock Stars had a very good video on it. It does make you appreciate all of it a lot better, because I felt like the first episode was very just kind of setting the table for everything, and it was just kind of odd.
Yeah.
But there is so many hints of what's going on when you actually slow it down and look at it. Like the first line that they say, when she breaks the plate across Vision's head in the kitchen, she says, "My husband and his indestructible head." Like, that's how he died. Thanos collapsed his head and pulled the stone out. So it's a very odd first line to make in the show.
Yeah, and I think there is some type of, I don't know the word for it yet, but like watching it without that comic book style and like knowing all that, I kind of like the idea of watching it very innocently, and it's like figuring out as it goes on too, while not like trying to have to watch YouTube videos. I kind of like that, because there's still curiosity for everyone watching, but I think the more comics and things you get into, you kind of know the ending already, while I'm watching it where I'm like, I don't know the next move's going to happen, but I'm here for it every step of the way.
I know where the comic book went, but I also do know that it's not possible for this show to take the same route because of everything that has happened, the characters that don't exist in this realm and everything. So it is going to be different. So
So you obviously said you liked episode two better. So it's more because of the reason of the hints and the clues for another universe happening right now. So,
yeah, I liked the where they showed her say no and everything undid itself as that person was climbing out of the manhole.
Yeah.
It was very odd and enough. Those are the things I want to see more of, these little teases and the awkwardness of even like she's at that lunch meeting with the women and they don't introduce the character's name, but it's Monica Rambeau, and she doesn't even know why she's there because she got pulled into this somehow.
The which lady is that?
She's the black woman that she's talking to at the and she gets in trouble for talking to her.
Yeah, even the talent show is like, I don't know how I got here. Like I was over here.
Yeah, she said that twice now, I think.
Yeah.
Once in each episode, I don't know how I got here.
Yeah. So that was interesting. And then at that lunch powwow they had where the radio goes off, that was one of the bigger, I guess, things that was random. The message was, Wanda, who's doing this to you? What does that mean? Do you know? Does anyone know?
I don't know yet. I mean, because I don't know if somebody's doing it to her or if she's doing it to herself. There's hints that it could be a big Marvel villain that is doing this to her, but it also could be she's creating this because she can't cope with the fact that Vision died, kind of a thing. So we don't know where it's at. I think, and this is not from watching anything, but I think that the neighbor, she's got something weird going on. She's got something to do with it.
Stepbrother's neighbor?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what her name is. She's very obviously popular actress. She's been in a lot.
Yeah. That's on us. That's one of our mistakes right there. Add to the list, producer Tim. But and then also, I'm kind of going on the questions that I have. I wrote down a couple because that's just how I roll. The beekeeper, is he a beekeeper? Come out of the manhole? They're pretty look like.
He did look like a beekeeper, I guess.
Yeah. So what is that? Ant-Man and the Wasp. There we go.
I don't think so, but maybe. That was awkward of all things to be climbing out, and she just immediately just says no. Catherine Hahn is the name of the neighbor.
Okay. That was a weird part. I'm like, okay, who is this person? Why is he dressed as a beekeeper? And then how did she just go and rewind pretty much to get that out of her head? So,
yeah, obviously she must have some control.
A little bit of control, yes. So, and then they do turn to color. So, do you think we're in color the rest of the way out of here? Like that was just kind of
I think it's going to keep going through the decades, is what they said. They're going to because they're all based off of the popular shows at the time. I think the first one was God, what's that?
I just said I Love Lucy, but it's probably someone else.
It's not I Love Lucy. There's one that's that actually has to do with magic. Is it something with a B?
Oh, Bewitched?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Producer Tim, help us out. I don't know, Jim.
What is Bewitched? That's from 64 to 72. So I think, yes, that is
they one didn't of remake them.
It. And then the other one was so that's the second one is Bewitched. The first one... Well, this has color. Is Bewitched in color? No, it was mostly black and white. Okay, and then the other one was the Dick Van Dyke Show. So I think the next one is supposed to be the Brady Bunch once they hit the 70s. And then eventually they're going to hit Modern Family, I think, is the most recent one as their influence.
Interesting. So that might get a little cheesy, as it goes. You're a Marvel thing, and you're kind of doing these parodies almost of TV shows. Doesn't that seem a little silly?
I think if it was going to seem silly, it was probably the first two. So if you don't think it's silly yet, then it's probably going to be more and more normal to what you would expect it to feel like.
Yeah, I was okay with silliness at the beginning because of the introduction episode, so I wasn't like...
But I also think that, like, you're going to start getting the tone and it's going to start cracking a little bit more. Like, we saw so many more cracks in episode two in reality from one, so I think it'll just continue to crack more and more and more.
Yeah, so going on that, do you have any predictions, a little more detailed predictions, what you think is going to happen in maybe episodes three and four? Because I think we're, again, one episode per week now. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, no, I think that's correct. Think things, the reality is going to continue to fall around her as she grasps onto it. Man, my prediction.
So, like, I don't know why this is my prediction. His face, how he, like, has it on and off, someone's just going to see him without his face. Like, he's just going to forget about it. And what happens now? Does the neighborhood go crazy? Does that even matter? It's like, oh, there's a robot in our town. What the hell do we do?
I think they'll undo it. I think she would be able to, like, reverse and undo.
For the talent show, they kind of showed, like, oh, look at this powerful people.
Yeah, because I'm trying to look at think about the trailer and everything. Eventually, like, we see tanks in the trailer. Like, there's some sort of assault coming and... they want to protect their neighborhood. I think that eventually somebody wakes her up, and I just don't know who it will be and how they get there. Because that voice, like, it's not a voice that I recognize, right? Like, who's doing this to you? I don't know who's saying that. Like, that's not a character I know. So I think... if my prediction of is somebody doing this to her or is she doing it to herself, I kind of feel like she's doing it to herself. It would be my guess.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see how it pans out. Once again, I have no idea what's going on technically right now, but I'm in for it. It's got me hooked on a good introduction episodes of people who don't understand the Marvel universe, don't read the comics. I think I'm okay with it right now. So I'm excited to see where it goes. And I don't think we have anything else, right? I think we're done.
No, without getting into spoilers, and after kind of two short episodes with not a lot there, I think we're good.
Yeah, I agree. So we'll let producer Tim fix our mistakes, but Jordan, I have one trivia question for you. Uh-oh. And I don't even know if I know the answer for it. What was the date of this anniversary / work dinner thing?
It was it wasn't an anniversary.
Well, I'm just saying that that's the way I'm just making it easier for you to remember, like, that what's the calendar date is what it was. What was the date?
Oh, what was the actual day?
Yeah.
Was it like April 23rd or something?
It was the 23rd. I believe it's August 23rd.
August? Okay.
It was either August or
October. Hey, if I got an A and a 23rd.
Yeah, that's close enough for me. All right, producer Tim, we're ready for you.
Okay, you guys ready? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Give it to us. Give it to us. All
right, perfect. Well, to be honest, you guys barely made any mistakes. Biggest mistake of the night, though, goes to Taco Bell. They messed up one of our orders. They gave us a Crunchwrap with just lettuce and sour cream in it. That's it. So let's shout, or I hope they're not one of our sponsors and I'm sitting here
never again
talking down about them, but if they are sponsors, Jordan, we'll have to work on that.
Okay.
Also, Tim, in the beginning you missaid facts. Haha, that was funny. Jordan, most of it was just how you guys talk. There wasn't that many errors in what you said in terms of content, at least not that I know of. Nice. You said you're watching from scratch with Marvel. I don't know if that makes sense. It might not.
Fine, you're right. From the start.
Tim, you created a new word called unexpectancy. I think that's a new word. I'm not sure. And then I think you said James David Washington when it's actually John David Washington, but misheard you.
No, I said James.
No, you got tip of my feet on there too. Make sure you get that in because I caught that.
Yeah, Tim, you said tip of my feet instead of balls of my feet or tip of my tongue.
Yeah, what was I going for? I don't remember.
I'm not sure.
You were talking about, like, the show had you on the It's supposed to be the edge of your seat, and you said tip of my feet.
Oh, edge of your seat. I thought he was trying to say tip of the tongue at first.
I think he combined all of it.
I am totally right, though, because when you watch something that's really good, you're on this edge of your seat, but your tip of your feet are like on the floor while your like heels are up. So like you're like,
I got it.
So I'm falling. I should have said edge of the seat, but tip of my feet does work technically.
I'll take it.
Well, Jordan and Tim, I also created some trivia for you guys, so I'm going to give you guys some trivia to see who gets to actually shout out at the end.
All right, make it quick.
So I have very quick. I have six questions, but we don't have to do all six. But okay, the first one is going to go to Jordan, and then Tim, you're going to choose over or under.
Nice.
All right.
Aww.
Jordan, how long was episode one of WandaVision?
32 minutes.
All right, Tim, over under.
So the actual episode was 22 minutes, but the credits lasted for a little longer than that, probably like another like 9 minutes. So it was around 31 minutes. So Jordan's right on. I'm going to say under by 30 seconds, about 31 minutes, 30 seconds.
All right. So I should mention I'm basing this off of the IMDb running time. So
perfect.
The answer is 27 minutes. Tim, under. You're right. You win. Okay. Now, Tim, you go first. How long was episode two?
I would say that was a little longer. I'm going to say 33 minutes.
All right. Jordan, over, under.
I'm right on, Jordan.
I know, because I know he looked these up, I feel like, at one point. I'm going to say over. Yeah,
over 34 minutes. All right, we're tied.
I knew I was right there. I knew it was that close.
All right. All right, next question. Who gets to set it now? Jordan goes first?
Sure.
All right. Jordan, what is the IMDb rating for episode one?
Jordan didn't have nice things to say about episode one.
I'm going to guess a 7.1.
All right. Tim, over or under?
I'm going to go with higher.
It is higher, 7.6. I guess at this point I should probably say don't have IMDb open and don't cheat.
So forewarning, I know what episode two's rating is.
Four. All right, well then, okay, Jordan's a cheater. Tim wins everything.
No, nice. Wait. No, I was telling you up front, so don't ask that one.
All right, well, we won't ask that one. So question, wait, did Tim get that one right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so Tim's up 2-1. We got two more questions to see who's the grand winner. If Tim gets this right, he wins, and Tim, you have to pick the year. What year was Paul Bettany born?
Who's Paul Bettany?
He's Vision.
Okay.
The actor.
See? Okay. He looks like he's younger than my dad, but not by much. So I'm going to go with 1969.
Ooh. Okay, Jordan. Was he born before 1969?
He's younger. He was born after that.
Yes, that's right. 1971. Very close, though.
Wow, Tim. What a line.
I was very surprised you went low. Okay, final question for all the marbles. Jordan, you pick first. What year was Elizabeth Olsen born? Okay, Tim, was she born after 88 or before 88?
It's a good guess, Jordan. I like it. I wanted to say as well, when I was looking at Elizabeth Olsen's IMDb page, I thought for a second that she was one of the – I was like, she's one of the Olsen twins. Like how did – like, she came out pretty nicely. But I'm like, wait, it's Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, so it's not
Olsen. It's their sister.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No wonder they look alike. I'm like, that looks like Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. I did not know that. Okay. I'm glad it makes me feel less dumb now, thinking like it could have been one of those people. But 88's a good guess. That would make her around 32 right now. That's a good guess. Great guess. I'm going to say she's 33, so I'm going to guess the under, whatever.
No, she's 1989, so she's younger.
What?
1 year off Jordan. So Jordan is the ultimate winner. Jordan.
Wow.
He got he was cheating. He was looking up the scores.
100% was not. That's crazy. We set really good lines tonight.
Yeah, you guys were real close.
Yes, but Jordan was cheating. He said it already. He was looking up the IMDb page. So I'll let you go first, Jordan. Still, even with that.
Shout out Brie Larson.
Shout out Brie Larson. And producer Tim mentioned as well, we should shout out Martin Luther King as well. Like I said before, I kind of half-assed it. So shout out again. And then also shout out Brie Larson. And then shout out producer Tim for his mistakes today.
For That's catching it. Ours.
Yep. For catching ours, yeah.
I probably make them too.
Yeah, like so like we say every episode, bye.
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 Lord, I'm confused. Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough. Bye.